Okay, look, ATE's fans, ATINEs, I am fully aware that you have been waiting the length of having a child for me to recap and finalize their discography. And quite honestly, with me having to start a new season sooner than later, I'm not going to be able to give them the justice that they deserve. Of all the things that I spoke about, like, I got to get through some of the first half of their discography, and while I was in the middle of recording their actual season, a whole new bunch of albums came out, and I've listened to them. Don't get me wrong, I've listened, but it's necessary to write down what I'm saying. Everyone can't hear. Some people can read, and they want to be a part of this experience. So let's do this as a way of redeeming myself a bit, and I most certainly stress the words a bit. Knocking it out the ballpark immediately, K-pop fans on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is absolute listening and 1 is not worth mentioning, the entirety of ATEEZ's discography is a 5. It is quite shocking how they went from their first two albums and elevated so aggressively by the third one, and it never plateaued. It never did. They are a worthwhile group because they are constantly challenging themselves, never staying complacent. The experience that you have from their Korean discography over into the Japanese one, which, you know, we don't commentate on this show, but just hearing snippets of it because I made a mistake and grabbed the wrong album, mind blowing. They're hardworking. They are a well-oiled machine that is nowhere near being finished. So they rightfully earned a 5. What would have been too premature originally was giving them a great moments in production and delivery, but they deserve it. And you as their fans do too. I just simply cannot break down the albums the way that the episodes usually needed. So what we will do, I have not picked the date yet, so don't get all hype, but I am going to make the effort for a Friday breakdown on Instagram. And those of you who have participated in this before, you know I do these at about 8:30-ish p.m. Central Time on Fridays on Instagram Live. I talk about a few songs and whatnot, but I'm going to give them their great moments in production and delivery. And I'm going to take the audio from it and upload it onto the podcast, as well as the YouTube playlist that is kind of working out and whatnot. My editors are the bomb at that. They're figuring all of that out for me. So that's how I'm going to redeem myself, because I was not good to y'all, and I know it, and I'm sorry. But life was life, and real hard, real, real hard. And it's only so many times that you can use that as an excuse as a podcast host of something that's supposed to be a daily experience each season. I can't even get a week and a half experience sometimes. But y'all love me, and I appreciate that. I do. So let's plan on that. Ignore the dogs that are barking. I told y'all the way I was closing up season 6 was going to be raggedy, but you're going to take what I give you. And we can call this as concluded. So that means very soon you're going to hear about A-Pink. I'm ready. Y'all ready. We ready to move on and move forward. And you are ready to hear about my team, as well as their editing magic and all kinds of other good stuff. So charge it to life whooping my behind and not me being intentionally negligent. Okay. The dogs agree. I don't even know whose it is. Mine is on the porch. Let's get to this new season. Bye, y'all.